I had three observations. One, each speaker that spoke and prayed, I believe, was led by the Holy Spirit, that the depth of the prayers were exciting. It started off with that declaration of repentance and went right into Doe for the government, reminding us on the foundation of the country that it was life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and all these blessings come from only God. And every speaker, I mean, many of them, when they finished, were holding back tears. The second observation I had was, and probably not unique in Murfreesboro, is that it was well attended by a broad spectrum of churches. So if you looked at one table, it was a Catholic church, I mean, Methodist church. Every church seemed to be have somebody there. And the third thing that the third observation I had there was, there was a spirit of peace and unity in that place. I've been to these prayer breakfasts before, and I think sometimes we can have peace and unity, but there may be a little bit more of sort of a business connecting thing here. There was a wide spectrum of people there, and although they were talking, having a good time, meaning as soon as we get down to prayer, it appeared that everybody was very serious about it. I think Hunter McFarland, when he and his wife got up and invited everybody else to participate in the prayer, really set a different tone for this prayer breakfast.